super fun and all about artisan cheese and more to melt your peaceful heart and toast your peaceful life. Coming to you from the Appalachian Mountains of southwestern Virginia, this is the Peaceful Heart Farmcast.
Hey, this is Scott Hall from Peaceful Heart Farm, and you are listening to the Peaceful Heart Farmcast.
Hello, everybody. Melanie Hall here. Hope you are doing very, very well. The conversation today and every day revolves around the value of tradition, traditional homestead living, traditional raw milk products, and artisan cheese. Topics discussed here are designed to create new perspectives and possibilities for how you might add the taste of tradition to your life. You know what? Fall weddings are really beautiful. Now, June weddings are quite popular, but I prefer fall weddings. I just prefer the fall. The colors are awesome. Earth tones everywhere. Yellow, orange, brown, rusty red. Some of my favorite colors. Today, I'm going to talk about what makes weddings special no matter the season. I was also married in the fall. My 15th wedding anniversary is coming up really soon. But first, I want to take a minute and say welcome to all the new listeners. Welcome back to the veteran homestead-loving regulars who stop by the Farmcast for every episode. I say it every time, and I mean it every time. I appreciate you all so much. So what's going on at the homestead right now? Well, it turns out a lot. You probably knew that, though, right? Today I'm starting with the creamery. It is so exciting to see it evolving day by day. Scott has worked so hard on this project and continues to work hard every day to get it done. Even when I'm sick or traveling, which I'll talk about a little bit more, or whatever, and he has to step in and take on my workload. He's right there picking up my slack and getting his tasks done as well. He is so amazing. So what he thought would be a rather quick task of a day or two is turning out to be days and days and days. And that's because he is doing such a magnificent job of it. I'm talking about filling in those spaces between the blocks that has been on his radar for weeks. It needs to be completed before the weather gets too cold and the mortar wouldn't set up well. Now, he's been at it for quite a few days, and it looks wonderful. Not only is he filling in the spaces between the blocks, he is also giving it a wonderful rough finish. It's going to be truly stunning once it's completed and painted. I probably said this before, but he always goes that extra mile to make his work both durable and beautiful. So I just really, really appreciate everything he does. Every time I'm out there walking around, looking around, seeing how it progresses, and I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed that one person can be doing this. And it's taken us a long time, but let me tell you, it is a work of art. Now let's talk a little bit about the cows who will be utilizing the wonderful new creamery soon. The cows and the bulls got shuffled around. There's only two bulls with a few sheep that are in one animal group. And then there's the larger group of the milking girls, the main flock of sheep, and all of the goats. Now, though the big group, they're getting ready for the rotation through the back fields. The small group, will continue to kind of rotate through some of the other pastures. They won't need near as much grass and hay as the larger group. So we rotate our stock, and we do that for several reasons. The biggest reason, I think, is for parasite control. Scott might have a different opinion, but that's what I look for most often. But all of the reasons are really, really important. All of the reasons that we rotate stock are important. So for parasite control, they never eat the grass down so low that they are re-ingesting parasites that they just eliminated. Fresh, tall grass makes it impossible for that to happen. And another huge reason for rotating stock is managing the grass. Just like any other animal, they eat all the really tasty, nutritious stuff first, and then they leave the more undesirable stuff behind. Well, if you let that continue, all of the really tasty stuff eventually gets eliminated and overtaken by the stuff that's less desirable because, again, they're small, the, the bigger plants are going to overtake the smaller plants. And so then you are left with only the less nutritious and less desirable grass. So if you want to maintain that balance, you want them to eat the grass all the way down. So keeping them confined in a smaller area until they must eat the second and third desirable grass maintains that variety of grasses in the pasture. No one grass is left to take over. They're all grazed, and that maintains a balance. And it's a delicate balance to get them to eat everything without eating it too far to the ground. Again, the parasite issue comes back up. So the fields in the back have been left to grow without being grazed for many months now. We have been working towards a goal of having enough grass for the livestock to graze throughout the winter without feeding any hay. I'm thinking we're not quite there yet, but we get closer every year. The longer we can go without having to put out hay, the better. And so leaving those fields to grow throughout most of the summer without being grazed makes a kind of standing hay in the field, and then we don't have to buy hay. So they'll eventually go through, they'll get put into those paddocks. There are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, I think there are 5 main fields back there. And so if they're really tall with a lot of grass, they might spend nearly a month in a particular field, some of the larger fields. And the more months that they can spend there without eating the standing hay grass, the less we'll have to go and put hay out for them to eat from purchased baled hay. Now, let me talk about the sheep a little bit. It's getting closer and closer to the time when the sheep will begin their breeding cycle. Now, this task is so much easier to handle than getting the cows bred. We simply put the breeding ram in with the girls, the ones we pick out for breeding. We're not putting them in with all the girls, but we'll put them in with a select group of girls. And that's all there is to it. We do not have to keep such a close check on exactly when lambs are born. They can be born over 2 or even 3 months if necessary, and our plans will still come out all right. Not like the cows, when we need the calves to be born within a specific window of time because of the milking schedule. So the lambs, they grow out over a year or even a little longer before they get to a weight where we would want to take them to the processor. And we process them as needed for ourselves and for our customers. So there's not such a tight window on that. So that's going to be happening really soon. The donkeys are going to get their toenails trimmed soon. And the goats are just going to do their goat thing. They'll keep the brush eaten down. All the new little trees that start to grow up out in the pasture, they'll eat all of those. They like woody kinds of plants. Now the plants in the garden, there isn't much to say about that. We still have a lot of cleanup to complete, and I still have some peppers growing out there. The first frost hasn't happened yet. We will go as long as possible before clearing everything that will be killed off by the frost. Now that includes the lima beans, the basil, parsley, the potatoes, as well as the peppers. Now the other herbs need to be moved to containers because I want to plant them in a more permanent location in the spring. I suppose I could just leave them where they are until spring and then create the herb garden of my dreams. We shall see. Now I want to talk about fall weddings. I just returned from a trip to Oklahoma where my grandson was married and is now off on his honeymoon. It was a beautiful service. I got to see family that I haven't seen in years. It had been 4 years since I had been to Oklahoma to see my children and grandchildren. Some of them have visited me here in Virginia in between, but it's always nice to get to visit them. And I hadn't seen my sister and her daughter and her grandchildren in longer still. So it was wonderful to see them. It is not often that I can take off from the farm because, again, Scott has to pick up my slack when I'm not here, when he has to milk twice a day and do all of the cleanup. I usually feed the calves and clean up all of that, and I take care of the quail. And, you know, so there are, you know, a couple, 3, 4 hours in a day that have to be incorporated into his work that normally I would be doing. So anyway, it was wonderful to see everybody, and I had a really, really great time. I lived in Oklahoma for 4 years, and I loved every minute of it. The seasons are similar to ours here in Virginia. It does get a little hotter in the summer and a bit colder in the winter, and then there's those scary tornadoes. But overall, the USDA growing season is about the same. They're going to plant from mid-April to end first frost coming about mid-October. Or it can come about mid-October. It doesn't always. But weddings are wonderful, 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 no matter the time of year. When two people come together and pledge to love one another through thick and thin, the bad and the good, it's a beautiful thing. Life will bring them many challenges. I'm sure many of you know this. You live this. And with God's help, they will meet those challenges together. It's a wonderful life, and it's not an easy life by no means. There will always be challenges, but it's a wonderful life. I didn't get a chance to ask about their plans for my great-grandchildren. We shall see what happens there. One of the unique things about a marriage relationship is that we choose it. We do not choose our mother, our father, our brothers, our sisters, or our other relatives. Marriage is the only one we choose on purpose. It's where you spend most of your life. You know, you're a child, you spend 18, 20, maybe even 22 years or so with your parents, and then you go out on your own. But those parents will spend that time of raising you and much more together as a couple. As a married couple, you share all sorts of physical, mental, and emotional challenges over your lifetime. So for my grandson and others, marriage is only the first step. Having children and a family is the next logical step for most married couples. In fact, it may be the reason they came together. They wanted to raise a family. In raising a family, that solid base of humanity is maintained. It is the raising of children that then have children who also have children that maintains the human species. Traditionally, the role of the parents was to raise other human beings that would contribute to society. These new adults would further society and continue the tradition that came before them. In this way, humanity was able to evolve over millennia and not become extinct like so many other species. This is the pattern that worked. It's the natural way of our world. It's how we came to be who we are today. But today, sometimes it seems like that natural world is falling apart. In this world of computers, iPhones, iPads, social media, we've lost touch with each other. We have relationships with our phones. We've lost the physical touch with each other. And in this day of COVID-19, it's gone even further. Many of us are afraid to hug another human being. We're afraid of dying from loving another. I find this heart-wrenching. Over thousands of years, we have survived many hardships. Many times our population could have been wiped out. Many times millions of people had died during these difficult periods in our history. But never before have we stopped living our lives. Why have we stopped living our lives this time? I do not have an answer. Likely, there are many reasons. At my grandson's wedding, his grandparents on his father's side did not attend the wedding. They were afraid of COVID-19, and I can't fault them on their choice, especially since I have no idea their state of health. We all must make choices during this time. And I'm grateful that we live in this country where we can make those choices. Well, in most places in the country, we can still make those choices. I realize some states have been stricter than others in this. I was pleased that the restrictions in this case were few. The wedding was outside, and there was no restriction there. Inside, the only restriction was wearing a mask while in the buffet food line. It was beautiful to see people interacting, talking, dancing, laughing, and enjoying themselves with no apparent fear or apprehension. I'm only now really just thinking of this. I mean, people hugged. People danced closely with one another. People talked in groups of one, two, five, or more, and no masks. I bet many of you are now listening to this with horror. But for me, I didn't even notice it. It was a joyful experience, as it should be at any wedding. Maybe some of us will get sick. Maybe some will get very sick. Maybe some will die. But all will live their lives knowing they enjoyed that moment in time. And it was worth every moment to me, no matter the outcome. Fall marriages, and indeed marriages at any time of year, symbolize the starting of yet another journey into adulthood, with good times and bad times, challenges, loves, and yes, even fears. It is life. I feel so for those that now live in fear for their lives. They fear loving others in any physical way. It's so sad. Yes, wear your mask as you feel the need. Wash your hands. But don't stop hugging others. Open your heart to the grace of God and give up your fear. Heaven awaits the faithful. Death is not to be feared. Pray for those who are godless that they may come to the understanding that there is no need to fear death when heaven is your next destination. You are free to love and live. You are free. Well, that's it for today's podcast. I know it was a little off the beaten path for me, and I'm going to end it here, but I felt the need to share some traditional faith, hope, and love. I trust all is well in your life, and you can call on others when you need that extra boost. Call on me. I'll be here. Enjoy the fall weddings or winter weddings or whenever weddings. The union, the choice of two people to unite and start out on a new adventure in life is glorious. Let's celebrate new unions and new life. If you enjoyed this podcast, please hop over to Apple Podcasts or whatever podcasting service you use, subscribe, and give me a 5-star rating and review. If you like this content and want to help out the show, the absolute best way you can do that is to share it with any friends or family who might be interested in this type of content. Let them know about the Peaceful Heart Farmcast. Thank you so much for stopping by the homestead. And until next time, may God fill your life with grace and peace.